Hey, it's your morning team, Sean W. SGW. It's 826. Dave, Pat, Art, Charlie, you. Here we are. And some Olympics follow-up. Gotta get the follow-up on this. As we say good morning once again from the studio with Dave and Pat and Charlie, and of course Art Lewis in your home studio, is good morning to you, sir.
Good morning.
So, you remember yesterday, I had the thrilling news, the excitement, what was going on with the women's gold medal doubles badminton. Remember Indonesia beat China?
Yes, indeed.
The screaming going on, the dispute over the shuttles, and the woman breaking her racket during the other. What I did not know until I just saw this story was the men's gold medal doubles badminton match that took place over the weekend when a team from Taiwan beat China. Taiwan's first ever gold medal, beating the favored Chinese. And of course, the China-Taiwan battle over their own entities, because China's claimed Taiwan ownership for years and Taiwan's kind of resistant and all that. So when the medal ceremony took place, TV in China apparently cut off the broadcasting during the Taiwanese anthem.
Oh, no.
Yes. And in a Facebook post after that match, one of the participants that won the gold medal dedicated his gold medal to his country, my country, Taiwan, which didn't sit well with the Chinese. And the president in Taiwan even congratulated the athletes to winning the country's first ever gold medal in badminton, beating the country of China. Again, not playing well. China, the reaction on Facebook is this, criticizing their own athletes. You can lose to anyone but Taiwan separatists, was one post. The most shameful day for China's badminton men's doubles ever. And losing to Taiwan was a disgrace. Remember, Taiwanese are not siblings, they are our enemies.
Whoo! That team isn't going to get a real welcome home, are they?
I was going to say, what happened to those competitors? Yeah, we're going to be heard from again.
I get it. Who knew that badminton was so intense? Yeah. I tell you, from the women's now to the men's.
Just watch it.
Yeah, I tell you, you know, who needs track and field? Who needs gymnastics? Who needs swimming? Put the badminton on front and center. There's your Olympics intensity.
Watch curling. You want intensity? Watch curling.
There you go. There you,
well, next winter.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the wrong season.
Yeah, okay, coming up in 6 months.
And you want
that's it? That's true.
Let's see what happens to the China-Taiwan match. We'll see what, you know.
In curling? I don't know.
29 at WSW. Yeah, you think the Canadians are favored? You never know.